When the British government promised that every penny of EU funding would be replaced, the commitment gave communities a degree of reassurance. But what we have seen since then is broken promise after broken promise. This funding does not match what is lost. It's lower, and the process is more complicated. And critically, these decisions are made in London rather than here. And I'm glad that most parties here today have acknowledged that. In my own constituency, organisations who for years have helped people get back into training and employment have been forced to shut their doors. In the North West, where deprivation levels remain among the highest anywhere in these islands, this has been devastating. Not just in terms of the loss of money, but also the loss of experience, of relationships and of trust that have taken years to build. This motion is about fairness and it's about respect. It's about fairness for the organisations that have delivered incredible outcomes for decades and respect for the principle of devolution. The decisions about our communities should be made in our communities by those who understand our communities. We're calling on the British government to fulfil its commitment to the EU funding in full and to provide clarity beyond 2026. The uncertainty that hangs over our community and voluntary sector cannot continue. Organisations need times to plan, to retain their staff and the assurance that they can continue to deliver vital services in our communities. We're also calling on decision-making on structural funds to be returned to the executive. Local expertise, local accountability and local delivery. That's what works. Westminster cannot and should not decide the future of our community development programmes. So we need to send a clear and united message from this Assembly today that we stand with the community and the voluntary sector, that we will hold the British government to account, and it's time for those promises to be honoured in full and for a locally designed replacement fund to be in place by April 2026.